Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm your host, Chong Xiaowei, and this week we're taking a beat to reflect on some of the most thought-provoking mind bombs from Season 7 of Gen T's Crazy Smart Asia. In this short episode, you'll hear the most impactful knowledge drops from some of our recent guests that will shift your perspective, boost your morale, or inspire you to dig your heels in deeper. First up, on how to build the dream team by managing their goals and motivating their dreams, here's world-renowned celebrity chef Andre Chiang.
Okay, how to manage and motivate your team? You don't manage and motivate your team. You manage their goal, and then you motivate their dreams. You don't manage your team, because there will be a million things that you've been like managing every single day. So you manage their goal. You need to know that they need to find the purpose of what they do, you know, who they want to become. So you manage their goals, and to motivate their dreams, they want to know what's their dream of working under you, working in you know what they're doing every single day, 9 to 5. So you need to create that, being an entrepreneur, being a leader of the team, of the pack. You need to create that. You need to make sure you motivate. And they know that every single day they're moving one step closer to their dreams.
Second up, the end mentality. Instead of grand plans and no action, the end mentality is about working little by little every single day to chip away at your goals. This is Christine Amor-Lavar, the Singapore-based founder of NGOs Women on a Mission and Her Planet Earth.
The discipline that I put towards the initiatives that I wanted for sure was part of the success, because, yeah, you can have an idea, but if you don't execute and work on it every day. My mom calls me a little ant, like a little ant that works every day, little bit by little bit by little bit. And over the years, I see a pattern. I don't just talk about ideas. I actually execute them and I put follow through behind them. Mm. And I realize over the time that it doesn't have to be one huge step. It has to be little incremental steps. Yeah. And so I really believe in the power of small steps that way, you know. And that discipline has been one of the key in terms of, you want to call it success or just achieving certain things in my life. Work every day on what you want to grow and develop.
Next, if you want to be first rate at your work, you have to remember there's more to life than just work. On how to balance all your glass balls without letting them smash, here's Rachel Lim, the co-founder of multi-million dollar fashion brand Love Bonito.
Maybe a scary moment is like, for me, almost losing my marriage because of my own inability to really juggle the balls well, the balls of life or the roles that I play in life well. Mm. And what I mean is, I think as a founder, there are different in seasons where we have to be absolutely intense, and there are different seasons where we really have to learn to let go and then, you know, pick it up another time. And I think for me, you know, it's really learning when each season is, when to let go, when to intensify, and when to focus on important glass balls that I can't afford to drop. Because if the glass balls drop, they would shatter and they will never be the same. Honestly, it took me a long time to recognize that there is more to life than work. Mm. And there is this quote that says, if you want to be first rate at your work, work can't be all that you are. You also need to be able to explore and find growth, excitement, adventures in different parts of your life. And I think that for me is such a great reminder that, hey, while work is important, don't let it consume all of you at the expense of what's important to you as well. Mm. And what's important to me as well is my marriage, my kids, my personal well-being. So I think, you know, I think that's something that, yeah, we as founders or even like leaders, we just have to remember.
Fourth up, here's why it doesn't matter if you're a monk in makeup and heels, anyone can be enlightened. From the Japanese author, Buddhist monk, and LGBTQ plus icon, here's Kodo Nishimura.
Buddhism really encourages anyone to be themselves. Some of the teachings that I really love is A Song of the Moonlight. It says, just like the moonlight shines onto the whole town, everybody can decide to look up to the moon and appreciate the beauty. Just like that, the mercy of Buddha welcomes everybody and enlightens anyone. And when this was written, there were, sex workers were not treated with respect, and criminals were also not respected. So there are some like folk tales in the book that the founder of the school really welcomed these people, and they felt very welcome. So when I was reading these stories, I felt that, well, I might be a homosexual, but it does not matter. Anybody can be enlightened. So this kind of teaching really validates my actions and what I say.
Last but not least, Singaporean record-breaking powerlifter who one day discovered she could deadlift 140 kilograms with absolutely no training. Here's the crazy smart and crazy strong Farhana Farid on why if you want to go far, you can't do it alone.
If you want to go far and you want to enjoy what you're doing, I don't think you can do it alone. Mm. Being able to do what I want to do is a privilege. And, you know, so sometimes I catch myself complaining or whining, you know, about coaching or competing. I'm like, you know what? Like me being able to do what I want to do, it's a blessing, it's a privilege. Yeah. And yes, I can complain and whine about it, but I need to remember that I chose this. No one pinned it on me. And I think that keeps me going. I don't think we can thrive on our own. My wins never feel like mine alone. It's the accumulation, is the culmination of everyone who sort of chipped in, and it really takes a whole village to create that moment. And when you celebrate, you don't celebrate alone. Like there's like 30, 40 people celebrating with you, and I think that's special.
That's it for yet another episode of Crazy Smart Asia. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow us wherever you're listening to this. Crazy Smart Asia is produced by Josie Kota and edited, mixed, and mastered by Ben Beheshti. Genty's digital editor is Valerie Lim. Crazy Smart Asia is hosted by me, Chong Xiao Wei. In the meantime, do remember,
you don't manage and motivate your team. You manage their goal, and then you motivate their dreams.
See you next week.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.